June 14th, 11:17 p.m. I had a really good day today. I felt really good pretty much all day long, and I don't think I've had a day like that in a while where just everything that I did was super great. And I've been trying to think about why that is, and I can't really come up with anything other than I'm focusing on things that I actually care about, and I'm letting go of the shit that doesn't matter and doesn't serve me. It's not like I had a perfect day. I work in retail, so I work with the public and strangers a lot, and sometimes it's really hard for me to not let people get under my skin. That's a really long sentence, but I think you get what I mean. You know, some people can be very demanding or entitled, and usually that really, really frustrates me, and I hang on to it. And maybe I'm still hanging on to it a little bit, but I know that that's my choice. And that if I don't want to hold on to that anger or resentment anymore, I don't have to. And I can choose to let it go. And I think that's where a lot of my power is coming from lately, is choosing what to care about and not letting things that don't matter or don't affect me affect me. Sometimes it's really hard, and sometimes it's easy. On my way home tonight, a guy was merging into the lane I was in because his lane was ending, and I was trying to get in front of him, and he just, like, wasn't having it. He wasn't slowing down, he wasn't stopping, he wasn't waiting, and he just, like, he would have ran into me. He kind of just forced me out. And I honked because I was like, hello, don't you see me? But he knew I was there. And his windows were down and my windows were down, and he was like, fucking move then. And that really made me mad, because I was like, I didn't think I did anything wrong, and I thought he was in the wrong, and he thought I was in the wrong, and he's obviously pissed, and I was pissed. And then they were sitting in front of me, and I thought about, like, I was like, man, like, I could just rear-end him, or I could flip him off, or I could yell back at him. I thought of all the things I could do, and I was like, I came to the conclusion that none of that would actually help anything. And thinking about that made me calm down and just be like, you know what? I started thinking about the guy in that car and thinking about the girl that was in his passenger seat. And they're just people on their way to do something just like I am. And letting that small of an interaction, like, affect me and affect my mood and my day would be really silly, because it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter. It's not a big deal. So I chose to let it go. And I was able to acknowledge kind of the whole process of, like, why isn't this guy moving? Oh, he's coming at me. Oh, he's mad at me. Like, through that whole process, I was thinking about the things I was thinking and if it would serve me or not, and it didn't. So it was still a process, but I was able to let it go and realize that that small interaction wasn't worth being angry over. So stupid. But, I mean, things like that kind of happen at work all the time. People do or say things or treat me a certain way, and it gets under my skin, and I get frustrated, and I start to think that all people suck, and it's me versus them. And I am reading a book right now that I think is really helping me through this transitional period I kind of feel like I'm going through. It's The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. I'm sure I may have mentioned it already. If I didn't, I'm gonna mention it again. But I think everybody should read that book because it talks about so many important things. And the main message, of course, is giving a fuck about the right things. And I feel like right is probably like not the correct word to use, but basically not giving a fuck about the things that don't matter and having good values and good measurements for those values. And if you do that, thus you'll have a happier life. So anyway, at work people get under my skin, and it'll kind of, that like initial like fight response gets activated and I get upset, and sometimes I wish I could just tell people to screw off, but I'm in a customer service position, so I can't really do that, and it wouldn't be professional, and also it wouldn't help the situation. So in those situations, the only thing I can control is myself. So if I'm like, if I think mean thoughts about somebody who has been mean to me, I force myself to question it, if it's worth it, and to question if it really matters. And usually the answer is no, and I'm just I don't even know how to say that word. I'm using up my energy being upset about things that don't matter, and it's not worth it, and all it's doing is creating a bad energy within myself. And probably for the people around me, because people can feel that. I know people can feel when I'm upset or when something's off, because I'm not really good at hiding it. I mean, I feel like I'm kind of learning to, I guess, like, activate this questioning sooner, so these things aren't festering for an hour or 2 hours or days or months, you know? Like, there's a lot of things that have been done to me that I could say, that was wrong. I shouldn't have been treated that way. But letting it consume you, no matter how big or small it is not helping anyone. Especially not myself. So I think the reason I had such a good day is because I'm just focusing my energy on the things that do matter to me, that I choose, and letting the things go that don't, that just are meaningless little interactions throughout my day that don't define me or other people as much as I try to make them sometimes. But that's the thing, if I think something means something, it's because I'm giving it meaning. But even my meaning that I'm giving the thing doesn't hold any weight. Like, it's not really real. It's just something I'm attaching to this thing or this person or the situation. And it feels really good to know that, like, it just being able to accept that, you know, there are things I am responsible for and there are things that I am not responsible for. And just knowing that kind of makes going through everyday life, interacting with other people, strangers and people I know and love, way better than trying to control things and holding all this contentment or anger towards really honestly silly things, because the only things that matter are what you do, you know, enjoying what you do, and I mean whatever else that's important to you, the people that you have around you. And I'm pretty lucky because the place I work, I pretty much love everybody I work with. We get along and it's fun, and after work, I get to go hang out with my friends. I get to do whatever I want. I have all these choices, so I don't want to waste those choices on things that don't matter and care about things that aren't going to serve me. So that's all. I had a really good day. And I'm excited about the things that I'm learning and the things that are happening in my life right now. And I'm excited for life to come. Like, I feel super cheesy and cliche saying that, but I used to live a life. Now, I used to live a life where I was very scared of living. And just by deciding not to be afraid, that opens up a whole lot of doors. And a lot of things that are unknown and still kind of scary, but also super fun. So, here's to another good day tomorrow and the rest after that. I also feel like I need to say I know that dealing with depression and anxiety and OCD, like, I know every day is not going to be good. And I know, you know, not every day is going to be all bad either. Things will come and go, emotions come and go, but that's kind of the beauty of it, is like, you're never stuck with one thing that you have. Like, life is always changing, and I'm always changing, and being comfortable in that fact is kind of what makes it all enjoyable, even the bad stuff, because you get to learn and experience things and grow no matter what's happening, so you might as well embrace it. And that's what I'm trying to do. So, we'll see how the rest of this week goes.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.